is there a teacher shortage? A superintendent at a small school district in rural Illinois might tell you about how elementary teacher positions that used to attract 100 applicants now get 3. Jay Stryker is the superintendent of Sominok Public Schools, home to about 700 students. He'd also mentioned how their high school science teacher resigned before last year, and he couldn't find a replacement.
We had to go an entire year by having our kids learn chemistry on a computer. So you're never doing an experiment. Everything is just sit and get from a computer, and that's, you know, our kids deserve better.
But is there a teacher shortage? Other education advocates say no. If you're having trouble hiring and keeping teachers, those advocates say it's because they're not paid enough to teach under pandemic stress with school board battles over issues like COVID masking seeping into the classroom. Rich Favor is the superintendent of another small rural school district, Earlville, and he says he understands the pressure his staff have been under the past few years.
Why would a new teacher want to come into the profession when those of us that are in it are reporting, you know, such high levels of stress?
So, is there a teacher shortage? Paul Bruno would prefer that I and everyone else would stop using that phrase. He's an assistant professor of education policy, organization, and leadership at the University of Illinois. He just published a piece in Education Next about how it's important to clarify what we mean when we talk about teacher hiring issues. For example, staffing problems are specific. Certain positions like special education, bilingual, and science are harder to fill than English. And filling those jobs in low-income communities downstate Illinois is much different than in an affluent suburb where pay is a lot higher.
It's the students who are already most disadvantaged in various ways who are often in classrooms that are the hardest to staff.
Those real challenges are complicated, he says, and by talking about shortages broadly, he fears it doesn't help with finding solutions. He points out that Illinois schools are employing more teachers than a few years ago, even with fewer enrolled students.
It's not just a question of how many people are we certifying to be teachers, how many people are willing to be teachers. It's also a question of are they willing to be teachers in the schools that we want them to work.
Jason Pope is tasked with trying to fill vacancies at Rockford Public Schools, Illinois' third largest district. The district has around 5,000 employees, and they have fewer than 100 unfilled staff positions, which he says is a typical number. Pope says they're in really good shape compared to last year with support positions like nutrition and transportation workers.
When we look at teaching vacancies, we're probably right on target with where we were last year. Same with paraprofessionals. So I would compare this year to last year, with us being maybe in just slightly better shape than we were last year.
He says they've been offering signing bonuses for difficult-to-fill teaching and support positions, including bus drivers, but the staff solution they've invested in the most are pipelines. That includes a partnership with Northern Illinois University to promote paraprofessionals into hard-to-hire special education jobs. In DeKalb, Deetra Salas says she saw more teachers than usual leave the profession after last year. At this point, she says they have a few vacant classroom positions and are trying to address that.
There is language in our collective bargaining agreements about class size, but we have started some preliminary discussions with our DCTA teachers union about some alternative teaching models.
Often when teaching positions go unfilled, classrooms get combined. In many school districts, including Sominok, that happened a lot last year when teachers were out with COVID. Substitutes were especially hard to come by then, so Superintendent Jay Stryker says they added an incentive.
We called it the Bobcat loyalty rate. If you work for us 5 days, we increase the pay from $106 a day to $150.
When it comes to licensed teaching positions, Stryker says unlike last year when they went without a high school science teacher, this year they're fully staffed. And the same is true for rural Earlville, totally staffed for this year. Federal COVID money came in the clutch for them. Thanks to that extra cash, they were able to hire 5 additional staff members. Superintendent Rich Favor has thought a lot about ways to keep good teachers he already has. He says they bumped up some base salaries and pay scale incentives for experienced teachers. They even started a daycare program for their teachers' families. School staffing is complex, and there are many legitimate challenges for schools trying to hire. But Paul Bruno says that's why it's important to home in on exactly where staffing issues exist and who they affect so education leaders know where to target support. I'm Peter Medlin.